This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Online at 1080thefan.com and the new 1080 The Fan app.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
I don't know.
This is a big effing deal.
Yeah.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
They fell in love.
Sodom.
I would crush you.
What's your point?
Hey, I have murder stats for you.
Where did we get hot murder stats from?
Well, remember we were talking about what's the best state to commit murder.
Oh, if you are going to murder, this is where you want to murder?
Yeah. And I'm not all the way through it yet, but I have been I've been diving into that topic during the breaks.
Initial thoughts on, because I'm thinking about it.
Well, Oregon.
I mean, I'd like to do some murder. Just, yeah, like on the side, not as like a job, more like a hobby kind of thing, like a weekend enthusiast.
It's hard to define because every state has different crimes, right? Like some states go with first degree, second degree, you know, the whole thing. Other states just have murder. Other states separated out into, you know, different types of manslaughter and the, you know, so it's just, it varies by state. But in Oregon, if you are going to kill someone, we have two crimes here. One is murder, life with parole or not less than 25 years.
Okay.
Or aggravated murder, which would constitute the death penalty, life without parole, or life with parole eligibility after 30 years.
Yeah, none of those are good for me. I was thinking, do you have anything in like the 7 to 10 range?
Well, then you would want to go to Texas.
Okay.
Where, of course, capital murder. So they have two on their books. One is capital murder, and of course that is where they will put you down.
Yeah, and I think they have one of the higher rates of that. I do know that if, like in California, you can sit on death row forever. Like Charlie Manson, the rest of those clowns, like Richard Ramirez, like you sit on there forever. In Texas and Florida, they do use it.
Yeah, Cali, if you want to do second degree murder,
yeah,
you can go 15 years to life.
Okay.
But minimum 15.
Yeah, see, again, I'm looking for
first
something
degree
a little
gets low. You 25. Yeah, so you want to go to Texas because as long as you don't commit capital murder, if you just commit basic murder,
yeah,
you know, a little lesser murder.
Again, because I'm not looking for like hardcore murder.
A little less murdery murder.
Yeah, just kind of like a friendly murder.
Minimum sentence, 5 years.
Juicy. See, now that's more of what I'm kind of looking for.
All the way up to 99 years or life.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that.
Utah, second degree, gets you 15 to life. And I'm looking for a couple of other states that stand out, but I haven't gotten that far yet, so I'll let you know.
Murder. I don't know if Utah still has it, but when I was there, they had the firing squad.
I think they do still have that.
One of the guys, I don't remember what his name was. Obviously, there was a murder involved, but they shot a guy when I was in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lined him up. We had a buddy on my team whose dad, I don't know if he actually fired the bullet because they do the, there's like a bunch of them and only a couple of them have live bullets. So you don't know who fired the shot. But we had a guy on our team whose dad was in the firing line.
Was in the murder business?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he was in the murder business. Well, I guess that was, it's not murder. I guess it's like he's in the punishment business.
I see here that Governor Gary Herbert in Utah signed a bill in 2015 bringing back the firing squad as a method of execution.
Oh, see, it's back.
They abandoned it in 2004, but now it has returned.
Mm.
It's a backup option, though.
So we had it, and then we didn't have it, and then we had it, and then it went away, and now it's back.
And then, yeah, they go lethal injection, but just in case they need to double kill someone, they'll...
Well, do you know that there is a short, like, we can't get the drugs to kill people?
No.
Yeah. There was a, now this was a while ago, so maybe we've caught up, but I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, somewhere in that range, I read an article saying that a lot of states couldn't execute people because we couldn't get our hands on the druggos. We didn't have lethal injection drugs, and that's like almost across the board now what everyone does. Like, no one does the gas chamber anymore or the electric chair. Like, almost everyone exclusively does lethal injection, and there was like a massive shortage of the lethal injection drugs.
So, you know, the guy they put down, they killed him in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after, of course, they got rid of the firing squad, is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the reason that he was able to die by firing squad, because he chose that, he was able to opt into an older execution method because he killed an attorney. He tried to escape in the courthouse, and he killed an attorney.
Whoa.
He was in court facing a murder charge, and he killed somebody else.
Interesting. So that's what...
So they popped him.
Huh. So this was from something called the Marshall Project, and this was from 2016. It says that only 4 states are currently carrying out lethal injections, and 10 are considering other methods because of the drug shortage. So I guess what was happening is that a lot of attorneys they couldn't stop the execution, so they were going after the drugs. They were trying to create legislation and trying to jam up people's ability to get these drugs. Yeah. And then when that managed to succeed, they tried to find other drugs that could be used in these executions, and then they filed motions to say that those drugs were cruel and unusual punishment. And it worked.
So do we go, what do? We go back to hangings?
So they said that 10 others, this is 2016, they said 10 other states are considering other methods because they do not have, they don't have enough drugs to carry out the executions.
So what do? Hangings?
Well, I mean, you got hangings, firing squad.
Do you go electrocution?
Electric chair. I mean, you got different methods.
Mm.
But yeah, so this was just a little bit ago.
Yeah, people think the firing squad is like... what would be the word? Like, they think it's more barbaric. But if I'm on death row...
I'd rather have that than...
Yeah.
So, this was a big deal. Like I said, when I was in school in Utah, this was a hotly debated thing. So, I guess what they do is they line you up in front of, like, the sandbags or the cinder blocks. They put the bag over your head, and then they put a target over your heart. And then they line up a row of guys... And a couple of them have live bullets, a couple of them don't. And then, you know, it's just you take one to the heart. So I would assume that would be... Now, granted, I've never had lethal injection. I've never been given the chair.
Wait, you haven't?
No. But I would assume that a bullet to the heart is pretty pretty quick,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah,
like,
it's just
I don't see why... I mean, look, you're dying anyway.
I don't want there to be people who are actually killing them, you know?
Oh.
Like, the fact that... I know that they don't know who it is who has the real bullets and the fake bullets, but somebody literally just killed that guy. With lethal injection, it's a machine that puts it into your arm kind of thing.
No, but again, I've told you that I'm fascinated by the world of like serial killers.
Because you're a murderer.
It's possible.
You're a murderer at heart. Just admit it.
We'll see.
Just don't kill me.
Watch yourself. But in all these things, whether it's the electric chair, whether it's lethal injection, all that stuff, no one knows who pushes the button. There's always safeguards. So whatever switch you have to flip, whatever button you have to push, it's never one guy that's pushing the button. So no one actually knows who's doing it. But you know,
whatever. Look,
I mean, if someone's volunteering for it, and you know, what do I care? And by the way, it's not like you're killing just some random person. It's like you're taking some school kid off the street. The people that do this, they kind of have it coming.
Well, I would like to state for the record, I am against capital punishment. But there is a place, not to give you any ideas, but there is a place, and it's in Yellowstone,
mm-hmm.
and they call it the Yellowstone Zone of Death.
Ooh.
Does this intrigue you?
Yes, it does. You had me at Zone of Death.
Yellowstone National Park's 260 square miles in Montana and 50 square miles in Idaho beckon with recreation, rugged terrain, and wildlife, but is the only place where a federal court district extends beyond state lines. It offers visitors and criminals a potential legal no man's land.
What?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is don't go hiking with someone that you don't particularly like to the Zone of Death?
Yeah. If somebody says, hey, you want to go to Yellowstone with me?
The answer is no.
Don't go.
This can't be real.
It's real. Oh, yeah. This is from the Casper Star Tribune. And they are noted award-winning journalists.
Note to self, don't go to the Zone of Death.
It says closing the loophole would be fairly simple, but the law professor who first analyzed the problem said it will require the political will to act while the crimes are still minor, like poaching elk, before someone tries to get away with murder.
Yowzers.
About that.
Kill someone and be like, sorry, it was in the Zone of Death. Nuts to you. I always kind of felt like that was cruise ships. I feel like one of the main reasons cruises exist is so that husbands and wives can push each other overboard when you don't want to go through a divorce. That's always been one of my arguments. Like, if you're not getting along with your spouse and they're like, hey, let's take a cruise. No, because you're going to end up drunk and murdered.
So here's the story. In 1872, Congress created the Yellowstone National Park, the world's first national park, as a federal enclave and not subject to state law. Okay?
Okay.
You following so far?
I'm following.
By 1889 and 1890, Congress admitted Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming into the Union. But Congress erred by putting the entire Yellowstone National Park under the jurisdiction of the Wyoming U.S. District Court, an action that was and is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution.
Wow.
So if you go to Idaho, so it's governed by Wyoming, but there's part of the park that's in Idaho. So but state law in Idaho doesn't apply.
So it's no man's land.
Well, that's what they said. It's a zone of death.
Wow. There was an episode of Rick and Morty that was kind of like this.
Leaves the zone of invulnerability for 1/2 second on the coaster.
So this says, all that seems arcane until someone gets arrested for going on a crime spree in the Idaho portion of the park. The defendant rightly would claim Article 3, Section 2 requires the federal government try him in Idaho where the crime occurred. But the Sixth Amendment then requires that the jury be from the state of Idaho and the district, Wyoming, in which the crime was committed. In other words, the jury would have to be drawn from the Idaho portion of Yellowstone National Park, which, according to the 2000 census, has a population of...
Zero.
Zero.
Holy balls. We could do the whole Purge thing. Hey, where's the reality television when I need it? You know what we could do there? We could hunt the most dangerous game. Man. Wow.
Yeah.
Consider my mind blown right now about the Zone of Death.
And Montana's piece of Yellowstone has only about 40 people. Now, this story is obviously old, but
hey, you wanna,
at this time it had 40.
You want to go on vacation?
Think you'd get a pretty good jury out of those 40?
What if you just get all your kin? That's what you need to do. Just move your family there. Sorry, not guilty again. It's like the 9th time. What to tell you? Jury selection would be interesting there.
Wow. All right. Well, that's murder talk.
Yeah, hot murder talk.
On a Friday. Don't get any bright ideas this weekend, kids.
Yeah, just say no to murder. And drugs, but mostly murder.
Now let's talk about really bad words that no one should say, like asshole.
I heard that today all over the place.
617, this is The Fan.
A lot of people blown away by the zone of death here.
Yeah, the zone of death. Who knew? And no, we probably shouldn't have talked about that on the radio so that people You know, I'm sure. You think we got any murderers listening to us?
I don't know. We've had this question before. How many times in your life do you think you've ever come across a murderer?
I don't know, but like just, well, I mean, average people, like just people out in the street. I don't know. But I mean, surely there's a murderer listening to us right now, right? Like, because we have an audience.
I would think with the size of our audience, yes. I think whether we have someone that is done time, doing time, or has not been caught. Yeah, I think we probably have a murderer.
You think there's someone listening to this show right now who has killed someone and hasn't been caught?
Wouldn't surprise me one bit. I think there's more of that going on. Like, I see those missing person reports all the time. I don't think those people just randomly disappear and move to Key West and we never hear from them again.
Well, we've had that conversation of every day you probably walk past someone who's done something really bad.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not every day, but fairly frequently.
I'd be fascinated by that. Like, if you could actually know the stats of how many people, or do you know someone? I always think it's weird when you encounter someone that's like a cop or a military. I'm assuming it's those two things and not the murder. I think it's weird to encounter someone that's killed other people. Did you ever have like a, you know, you have an uncle, or my buddy's dad was like special forces in Vietnam, and he had like a pretty,
A lot of those guys won't talk about it though.
No. And he really wouldn't, but he had a fairly extensive resume, if you will. And he was a nice guy, but I'd be sitting in his house and I looked over across at him and he had like, I want to say he had like 20 something confirmed kills. And I always thought it was weird that I'm staring at this dude who's killed, you know, 20, 30 people. Like that, I don't know. That's, I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. Well, I know a cop that's shot someone, shot and killed someone.
I would like to say to any murderers listening to us right now,
yeah,
don't do it again.
Yeah, especially like,
I mean, we can't,
like us, or,
you know, it's like,
yeah, I mean,
no, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Seek help, man. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think that's more of a serial sort of thing at that point. As opposed to like the, I'm amazed though, like
just
whenever,
don't do it.
When you watch like the Dateline, how cavalier some people are about the decision to murder. It's like,
they got screw loose, man.
Well, I know, but like you see the guy and he's like, well, I didn't want to get divorced because I didn't want to give up half my stuff. So murder.
By the way, one more note on the zone of death. I was just looking up because that article I was reading to you was old. This is more recent, and it says that there was a law professor at Michigan State who brought this up and said, you know, you might want to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, just so, I don't know, people don't go and kill people there.
Yeah.
And they said that nothing ever happened. He sent copies of his work to various government authorities and everything. He wrote a bunch of stuff about it and was talking about the legal technicalities and what could happen if somebody went out there and, you know, I don't know, killed someone. And they said nothing happened. Even though news of the loophole made national headlines, federal legislators have yet to take any action. Dubbed the Zone of Death, the area garnered additional attention in books in 2008 and 2016. Still, nothing has been done. If you would like the GPS coordinates,
I
can give them to you.
The problem with that is murder seems to be one of those.
Whatever you do, don't go to Buffalo Lake Campground.
Yeah, don't do that. But here's the thing: why this is not as bad as you would think.
Take a gun.
You can't really decide what specific, like, let's say I want to kill you. Like, I'm tired of your crap. Mm-hmm. It's been 12 years. Enough's enough. I want to murder you.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell am I going to get you
to
the middle of Idaho? Or not even the middle, like a corner of Idaho. Therein lies the problem, because if I take you there.
Well, now you wouldn't. But what if you, like, you could have fooled me into going to Yellowstone.
No,
with you.
I couldn't have.
Yeah, probably not.
To the zone of. I just out of nowhere, and by the way, now we don't get along, right? We're clearly at odds. Every day we come in here, we're yelling and screaming at you.
Yeah, and then you suddenly say, hey, let's go on a trip to...
Let's go on a hunting trip to the middle of Yellowstone? You're not doing that. Like, so that's the thing is, like, there's no one that lives there. So, yes, it'd be awful if, like, the two hillbillies that are backpacking through there have a disagreement and someone shoots someone, but... You can't get your murder victim there. Like, if I live in Florida and I'm like, I want to kill you, I can't. I can't teleport you there.
It would be hard. The only way would be if you want to off your spouse.
But again,
go on a hike out there,
I suppose.
But I mean, Yellowstone's a pretty.
You probably get hit with kidnapping, like just you taking something, then you get hit with kidnapping charges, and
it's better than a murder charge.
That is true, but you're going to do a lot of time in prison either way.
Well, let's not kill anyone. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or again, just take that person on a cruise and push him overboard. My brother was on that. He took that cruise down to Mexico, and he thought about that. He went out and stood on one of the decks at night, and he goes, "Dude, the boat was humming," and he goes, "The railing was not high." He goes, my brother's like 6'5". He said, the railing was below my waist. And that's all he could think about was how easy it would be to fall off that thing, especially if you'd had some drinks. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, that's why you see those Dateline mysteries all the time. It's always the couple. They're always on the honeymoon. And then mysteriously, oops, I don't know what happened. She said she was taking a midnight cruise and she never came back. Next thing you know, she's in the middle of the goddamn Pacific Ocean.
All right. Well, we've blown another segment on murder talk. We're really stuck on this murder thing.
Well, the sudden death is fascinating.
Well, I don't have anything else to say about the S-hole other than it's fascinating that POTUS allegedly said it, and now you can just say it anywhere.
I know. I heard
we
it.
We are not allowed to say it. Our boss did email.
Yeah, he said nope.
Because I did think about that. I'm like, well, CNN's saying it.
Yeah, Don Lemon said it.
Yeah, they're all out there.
But I heard it today on two Portland airwaves. Yeah? I shall not say what stations.
Fascinating.
I heard it twice that they dropped it.
They can get in trouble for that because of the FCC, man.
I just thought it was weird. Is that going to be part of the vernacular now? You know, after he did the grab him by the...
Right.
I heard
no,
that.
No, but you couldn't say that, though.
I heard it, though, on radio programs.
So they would just say that because it's part of the news story?
Yeah.
It's
part they of can the, claim they're quoting.
Yeah, you're quoting. Well, so you would be.
You
quoting.
Would be. Grab him by the, you know, grab him by the kitty. And now we're, you know, the S-hole. But our boss did have to send a memo today saying, hey, just so everyone knows.
And you know what? I'm glad he did.
You can't. Would you have said that?
No, I wouldn't have said it, but I did think about it. I mean, I didn't think about saying it. I'm just saying that I wonder I would assume that the FCC would still not allow us to say that.
Yeah, you can't say
it. But I'm seeing it everywhere. Everybody's saying it now. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to do that. This is great.
If all your friends jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you?
No, probably not.
No. But apparently if all your friends say S-hole, can I just say for a second that I think it's ridiculous that S is a swear word? Like, yeah. Not all swear words are created equal.
I know.
Like, I get, like, we can't go around dropping F-bombs and you can't call someone the C and all that.
We need some order.
I feel like S should be allowed.
Can I flip the script on this?
Yeah, go for it.
I actually like that there are words that you're not supposed to say. Like,
You like the no-nos?
It's dangerous. You know, I love danger. I just think that it's great that I can use words to offend people. That's wonderful, right?
Okay.
Like, if we all just said, okay, stop being offended by all these words, and then you could just say them, then that takes the effect. You lose the effect.
True.
I really enjoy, oftentimes, when I'm around somebody I don't like, or I realize that they're super uncomfortable.
You throw one in there?
Yeah, I will.
I do that too.
I love it. I think it's great. I love making people squirm sometimes.
Yeah, like if I'm at a church thing. Some friends of mine were, their kid was going on a mission. So there was a little church gathering, if you will, like a missionary going away. And when you're in a setting like that, it is kind of fun to, they're crowding the plate a little bit. And sometimes you got to brush them back. You gotta throw one out there to test the waters.
Cuss words can be useful.
Yes. Yeah.
For emphasis. You know?
And they're certainly not all created equal.
So I don't want cuss words to be... I like where we're at. With
them.
And I think we don't need them to be... You know, like Mike Huckabee's right.
Yeah.
You know, we need some order and we need some semblance of, proper speech. But it's fun to kind of play in the mud sometimes.
I'm just saying, I feel like the S word should... I feel like that should... It gets
no
a bad
way.
Rap.
No.
You think it's a bad word? Or you like that it's a bad word?
Yeah. Like I said, I want all words that are bad to stay bad. That's why they're bad.
See, and that's my point.
If they're no longer bad, then I don't care.
I just don't think that's a bad word.
See, because what's going to happen is... See, this is going to backfire on you.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is you're going to legalize all these words. Like, oh, that's not that bad. And then people are going to find worse words to say.
Yeah.
And they are going to be that bad. See what I mean?
Yeah.
See where I'm going
next
with that?
Next thing you know, we just got a bunch of C words out there.
And
you
right.
Can't, because that's a jarring one.
Right.
When you're out and someone drops that, like you're at a bar and you hear someone call someone that word.
Yeah, that's like, almost like.
You're like.
Even us cussers, we don't want to go there.
But if you have this, when you go overseas, when you go over to like Scotland and Ireland,
yeah,
that to them,
yeah.
Like us here, that's the queen, like Mary, mother, dirty word. You don't drop that. Over there, it's like calling someone a fool. They're dropping the C word left and right.
Right.
Blew me away.
All right. Coming up next. What is next? Kind of at that point of the week here.
Dieter is chiming in, but we can't read any of his texts on this whole swearing front conversation.
Cussing at us.
Yes.
As he should. I'm not offended.
No.
Are you?
No. It's really hard to offend me at this point.
That's our ace in the hole, is that we're not offended by them.
No.
But the fact that other people are, that's our power. We need to keep that.
You got to hold on to it.
See what I mean?
Oh, I'm with you. All right.
Okay. Coming up next, after 1,700 suicides, they have finally thought of a solution. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. On the radio show.
Tickle me intrigued.
Here's Mike.
Anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, well, we've had murder talk. We have had cuss word talk. And now, suicide talk.
That's lovely. I have
a happy club.
I have baby germ talk, too, if we need it.
I don't think so. We got a short one here.
There's a new study about how babies are disgusting. Maybe sometime next week, I think you'd enjoy it.
Shocking.
Apparently, they kick
up. They don't need these studies. All they got to do is talk to me.
You've been on this cutting edge of science for years.
God.
And now Purdue's backing you up that babies could be affecting your health by their crawling.
Kids are disgusting.
They are. Kids' hands, like when they touch your face, it's the worst thing of all time.
Gross.
There's something about little kids' hands. I'd rather lick a toilet seat than lick a child's hands.
Well, yeah, just watch them sometime. Watch them for an hour, and you'll say, I'm never touching that child's hands.
You ever go to the mall, and they have, like, that weird, like, play place right in the middle of it?
Now, why is it weird?
Because it's, like, right in the middle of the mall, and then it's
probably, like a lifesaver for many moms.
There's, like, the Lord of the Flies. There's always, like...
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids
There's just
around.
A bunch of kids, and there's, like...
The moms are miserable.
They are.
Playing on their phones.
And just... And no one's supervising the thing, and kids are killing one another. It's like the zone of death in the middle of a mall.
Right.
Just,
if a kid's gonna kill another kid, that's the place to get away with it.
That's where it's gonna go down. But you just walk by that place, and there's an evil vibe. Like, there's just a cloud of mucus and disease and poop and pee. It's just the idea of even going in that zone makes my skin crawl, let alone going in there and actually interacting with one of them. It's the most horrific place I could think of on Earth. Like, I would rather go play, like, in the Everglades swamp than I would go to one of those mall play
All
areas.
Right. Mall play area or zone of death?
Zone of death. Every time. I welcome the zone of death compared to the mall play land.
So last year there were 39 suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, they made a whole film about it a number of years ago. It's pretty trippy.
Yeah, but it's still happening.
Yeah.
39 this last year, and 1,700 total suicides off the bridge since it opened in 1938. So why, you ask, have they never put up a suicide net? Have you ever asked that question?
They have those in Japan now.
Yeah, they do.
Like in high rises, so where if you jump out a window, you get caught.
Why have they never done this? No one seems to know.
Mm.
However.
Is it one of those just mind your own business sort of thing?
Well, they did a study. So they even said that they studied the people who lived. So this is way back in 1978.
There's people that live after hitting the water?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they had a guy, this guy Kevin Hines. I'm looking at him right here. He survived a suicide attempt off the Golden Gate Bridge. But there was a study in 1978 of 515 people who attempted suicide on the Golden Gate Bridge but were stopped So these people were stopped. They didn't survive. But there are people that did survive. And they found that 90% of those did not die from suicide later in their life.
So if you survive the suicide attempt...
Or if you are stopped...
You're okay.
Well, 90% of them did. Oh, okay. They lived and never killed themselves, right. Put it that way. And yet they still didn't put up an effing net.
Well, it probably costs a couple shekels, and who wants to pay for that?
There was a video I saw, I believe it's of the guy you're talking about, Rob, who survived actually hitting the water. And he said that the moment his hands left the railing...
Same guy, yeah.
He regretted it
instantly.
The second he was clear of it, he instantly said, why did I do that? And then...
That's fascinating, right? Like, that's a fascinating look into
someone
who's trying to take their own life.
All sorts of issues in his life, and he has a couple of disorders, and he's been just down a really rough path.
He did. He said, I took a running leap, and they asked him, they said, do you regret that? Like, he said, the second my hand left that rail and I was falling,
oh no,
I regretted it.
I guess I hadn't thought about that before, but it's an interesting point of how many people that jump off stuff. Like, if you climb to the top of, whatever high rise and you do the Peter Pan, I always want, I guess I think about it now. Are you at peace as you fall? Like, all right, it's over. Or is it or you're like,
hell. Right. Well, they're putting up a net at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Finally?
Yes. They're going to do it.
So am I going to be able to circumvent the net? Or is it going to be an all-encompassing sort of thing?
You know, it doesn't look like it. There's an artist rendition of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about it is, it's so the net's right under the bridge,
mm-hmm.
Attached to the base of the bridge there.
Yeah.
And so if you jump from the Golden Gate Bridge and land in the net, chances are you can jump out of the net and into the water and probably die.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
But
here,
what they're banking on is Mike was talking about this Kevin guy who said if the net caught him, he'd be like, oh, thank God. And I didn't want to do that anyway, and now I want to be saved.
Is there going to be some people that just jump into the net just to do it now?
I don't know, probably. You'll probably get some bros out there.
Yeah, get some bros let's do it. Let's jump into the net. Yeah, I'm looking at this right here.
They're talking about that. You were talking about costing money. $200 million.
What?
That's what it says.
To put the net up?
The long struggle for a net ended with a ceremony at the bridge marking approval of plans for a $200 million suicide barrier due for completion in 2021.
Now, again, I don't understand construction, far from it, but does that seem ridiculous that it's $200 million to build a net?
Well, it's a big bridge.
I understand that, but it's a net.
Maybe they should get another bid.
Is this some sort of super fancy,
No, the artist, the artist rendering of it, it's just
it's made out of a material that's really resistant to tear.
I was
going to
say, did you make it out of unicorn horn? $200 million.
Well, I wonder how much of them not doing this in a really sick way was just about vanity. Because the Golden Gate Bridge is such a...
Yeah, it's an iconic
structure. It's an iconic structure that's always in pictures.
Oh.
And maybe they're going, we don't want a net under there to ruin this iconic picture.
I'll bet you. That's a good point, Mike. But I'll bet you there's some of that people are like, don't screw with our bridge. You've been to San Francisco. That thing is people revere that thing.
I know. Well...
If that's actually the reason they didn't do it, that's awful.
The net does certainly change the look of it.
Well, there you go. Coming up next.
So go find someplace else to jump off of? Can you just jump off the Bay Bridge instead?
I wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't know. Why? If you know there's a net there, why would you try to kill yourself off the Golden Gate? Because you know there's a net.
Well, you wouldn't, probably, right?
So just, how about this? Instead of having a net, couldn't you just have a hologram of the net? Because I would think that the net itself is the deterrent. You're not going to jump if there's a net.
What do you mean, fooling people?
Yeah. Can't you just put a half-ass net up there? Because no one's going to jump if there's a net. Because you're not going to die. So you just go jump off one of the other bridges that doesn't have a net. I'm cutting this thing. I bet you I can build this thing for $300. Give me a couple hammocks and some twine, and let's do this.
How are you not... Secretary of the Interior.
I'm running for mayor.
Or what is it? What does the Secretary of the Interior do?
I don't know.
Who's the infrastructure guy? How are you not Secretary of Infrastructure?
Does the Bay Bridge have sidewalks on it?
Yeah, I think you can ride across all those.
Oh, the Bay Bridge, yeah.
Because I remember when I went there, there was one that was just lanes, no sidewalks.
Well, they just redid one. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Like, they just finished it. You remember the old one was built right beside it, and they were tearing it down?
Are the Warriors going to have to update their jerseys?
Put little nets underneath
That's
there?
That's funny text. Okay, we got to go. John's next on The Fan.
Oh, there it is. Don't mind us.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Hello?
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, look, Nurk's down.
Every time I look up, he's on the floor.
Hey, what are you doing? John, big weekend. It's supposed to be nice. You going to do anything fun?
Big weekend?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be nice out.
Oh,
does that not matter to you?
No, it doesn't.
John's on the couch no matter what.
John's an indoor creature.
All right.
I'm certainly more indoor than outdoor, especially this time of year. But let's say it's beautiful. What would you go out and do? Like, you wouldn't
golf.
You wouldn't go. You can't go out and cut the grass. Golf, I guess. Yeah, but I don't like to play golf enough that I would go out and play in January. Probably.
I'll probably take my bike out and ride my bike this weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it really supposed to be that nice?
We're like, really outdoorsy here. High 50s. Yeah, high 50s and no rain. To me, that's nice. That's, January 13th.
Yeah, that's getting outside weather.
Let's do this.
Oh. Yeah. Listen, until pitchers and catchers report, I can go out and play catch or something. I don't know that I'm doing that.
You have any hot NFL picks?
What do you guys think is going to happen this weekend? I kind of like the one that I haven't heard many people talking about that I think could happen is I'm going big upset and saying the Jacksonville Jaguars take care of the Steelers.
Yeah, your brother was touting that a little bit. I mean,
I don't have the balls to lay it on the line there, but I just think no one's giving Jacksonville a chance. And of the upsets, I think if there is going to be one, I think Jacksonville could be the team to pull it off.
Yeah, I don't understand why nobody's giving them a chance either. They already played them once in the regular season and hammered them. And I know Roethlisberger's not going to throw five picks again, but they had their way with Pittsburgh earlier.
Yeah. I've got Pittsburgh, New England, AFC, and then I've got New Orleans, Atlanta, NFC.
I'm rooting for the Patriots all the way because I want, like, the more craziness comes out of there, the more I want Tom Brady to just win 10 Super Bowls and shove it in everybody's face.
Really? Wow, that's a controversial take.
The other one
I'm a Brady fan. He's the greatest of all time. I think he is the hands down the greatest of all time. And I root for greatness. And the more craziness that comes out, the more I just want him to keep. Like, I want him to win 10.
How many does he have?
Everybody the bird.
He's got 5.
Off.
He's got 5.
Yep. No one else. No quarterback has 5. He's the only one.
Yeah.
I think Charles Haley has 6. I think he may be. There might be one other person, but I think Haley has the most.
Yeah, Charles Haley has the most. I think that sounds right to me.
And by the way, I looked at the weather report. Speaking of, like, warm weather teams or dome teams, 30 degrees a kick, going to be in the low teens with wind chill in Philadelphia when Atlanta comes out of their dome and comes calling.
Interesting. All right, well, enjoy not doing anything this weekend. Outdoors anyway.
It's not that I'm going to make a point to go out. If it's nice, I'm going to make a point now to go do something outdoors, and I'm going to take a picture and send it to YouTube just to show you.
No, you're not. If I called you and said, Saturday morning, let's go play 9 holes of golf, you won't go.
I don't want to play golf with you.
Boom, your face. But he might go on a walk.
If Rob called me and said, let's go play 9 holes of golf, you know what? I'm digging the clubs out.
No, you're not.
Nah, he'd go on a walk.
I am. I don't want to play golf with you.
All right. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Love you.
See you guys.
Love you, buddy. All right.
Yeah, here's the thing with John. John won't go out if it's cold, but John won't go out if it's hot either.
Yeah. He's
you got to get him in a sweet spot, somewhere between like 59 and like 71.
I get it. John's a man of, I sense John is a man of staunch routine.
Yes.
Regardless of the weather.
I feel like there's an Applebee's in his future this weekend.
All right, so have a great weekend. We are back on Monday. I know Monday is MLK Day, but we will be here. A lot of people are off, but we'll be here. So 3 to 7, and I think that's it. Are we done?
Yeah.
All right, signing off.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.